This is the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup, presented to you by High Five Tom and in conjunction with VFTR 2.0, all part of the amazing family of...
Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Well, what up, High Fivers? What up, High Flyers? Yep, it's your boy, High Five Tom, here to let you know about all the hot action here in the Midwest wrestling scene. But before I let you know what's going down, I want you to know what's already happened. As I talked last week with my good friend, Mr. Tommy Trainwreck, We Love Wrestling 6, Level Up, over at the Equity Bar in Palm, Wisconsin, went down last week, and what a card it was. And just real quick, before I dive into the card, I do want to shout out, obviously, Tommy, close personal friend of the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup. And him and Daniel are doing a great job, but his entire crew... obviously, I want to show my good man Curtis, who was running his ass off, and you can see that footage on the YouTube link that I have supplied. Scott back on the stick, announcing everybody, and all of Tommy's entire crew, setup crew, setting up the ring and everything. Did a great job when all hell kind of broke loose with some issues, but I just want to shout out Tommy and that entire crew. Had a great show, and I do want to shout out also good friends of the show. Former and future guest, my good friend Jim, rode up with me. Obviously, Bucky was there, and Chris and Max just had a great time. One of those times that really just kind of reminds you what's really great about wrestling. But enough about that. I want to dive into this awesome card that happened for We Love Wrestling. First, the opening of the card featured two underrated stars that took the stage when Sage Phillips took on Aaron Arsenal. But in the end, Sage nailed a cradle DDT for the win. Next, in a match where two wrestlers who are going to be signed sooner than later, Dex Royal battled Isaiah Moore. These two went tit for tat, and in the end, Isaiah got a roll-up win. However, after the match, Vic Capri came out and beat down Isaiah for a previous slight on a previous show. So make sure you stay tuned for details, because I have a feeling that's not over. But after that, Tommy Trainwreck fought number one Butter Onyx and Andretti. Onyx and his manager Draven Stryker have been taking shots at Tommy for months, but when it came time to it, they had to cheat to try for the win. But when that didn't work, Tommy said, fuck it, let's get hardcore. However, Onyx and Draven were not having it and running away and getting counted out in the process. And I can tell you what, this feud is far from over. After that match, there was a bunch of plunder left in the ring that Tommy had brought into the ring, but Jason Rage came out to challenge anyone in the locker room to a death match, and the man to answer that challenge was the unannounced, yes, public enemy number one, Eric Dillinger. Jason gave it as good as he could, but Dillinger once again proves why he is one of the best going today, finishing off Rage with his patented frog splash through a table loaded with thumbstacks. After intermission, we got the soon-to-be famous We Love Wrestling Scramble match featuring Bobby V, former Windy City guest, Slam guest, Quinn Whittick versus Jax Johnson versus the guru of Golden Retriever Energy, Zach Hendricks, personal close friend of the Midwestern Wrestling Realm. But these four went at it, but in the end, Bobby being Bobby whacked Zach in the head with his championship briefcase to get the win. Next, in a match that had three teams that are rocketing up the We Love Wrestling Dynamic Duos Tag Team Division, when None More Violent, Twist and Flip, and Highlight Reel went to work. And man, work these six boys did. That is till Cho from None More Violent got a less than reputable pin on Jason Reel of Highlight Reel. And in the main event, in a battle for the Pure Heart Championship, Vic the Prick Capri took on Danger Josh Crane. These two showed why they are two of the toughest in the business today. As the match went on, Crane overwhelmed Vic, which the champ had to take to underhand tactics. In the end, Vic ended up finishing off Crane with a Shining Wizard kick with the belt to retain the championship. That is, till the human highlight reel Isaiah Moore came back out to get his pound of flesh from the beating earlier. But even though both of these gentlemen had matches that were bangers earlier in the night, these two went to war. And in the end, Isaiah nailed that patented neckbreaker, and we have a new We Love Wrestling Pure Heart Champion. Congratulations to Isaiah Moore. But yep, make sure you are following We Love Wrestling on all the social medias. And like I said, in the show notes, listen, most of the matches are already on YouTube as of recording, so hopefully by this drops, most of them will already be on there. But yeah, make sure you're not only because we Midwestern Wrestling Roundup is a sponsor of We Love Wrestling, I do believe in everything they are doing on there. But now let's go on to the action going down this weekend. First, ICW Milwaukee. Yes, ICW Milwaukee is running a Thursday pop-up show on May 9th back at the bar in West Allica, Wisconsin, with their show Thursday Night Live. It may be a pop-up show, but Dis and Company are coming out swinging with a card featuring CJ Cole, Theory of Age, and Union. Both will be in action, singles action, Zach Hendricks, Jack Sirius, and Tommy Trainwreck in the main event. Stay tuned next week as your boy High Five Town breaks down the show. Then we have four shows going down Friday, May 10th, starting with Fourth Wall Wrestling with their show Dysfunction Strikes Back at the world famous La Pica Lounge number 3 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Chris and Mario are bringing the heat with a card featuring Eddie Anderson, future Midwestern Wrestling Roundup guest Sean Priest, former guest CJ Cole in the green jacket match against the debuting Hunter Holcraft. Theory of Asian Unity has a gold jacket match against the new guys. Zach Hendricks has a heavyweight battle against Gunnar Wicks, and the show namesake elimination tag match where Jack Sirius, Chucky Bates, and Milwaukee Vice take on Family Business. Next, we have Freelance has their show Feel the Force going down at the Logan Square Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois. Horror Slam has their show Crimson Mask at the Livonia Elks Lodge in Livonia, Michigan. On the card, we've got Insane 8 alum Mickey Knuckles and the current Insane 8 champion Dr. Adapted and personal friend of MWR, Tommy Trainwreck, takes on Jules Escobar for the Horror Slam Championship. River City Championship Wrestling is back at the R.L. Vinger's American Legion Post in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, with a card featuring Sierra, Joey Avalon, Aesop Mitchell, and the champ Hartenbauer are among a huge card for RCCW this month. Then we have six shows going down May 11th, starting with ACW at their biggest show of the year and quite possibly the biggest show of the year in the Midwest. Swaggle Colucci crew are once again bringing the heat with a huge card where Salem Crane takes on Nick Nemeth. Yes, I said Nick Nemeth. Chris Bogger takes on the champ Drake Daniels. Colin Brooks battles Adam Grace and personal friend and former guest of this very show, the Spectre, Jaden Mercer, takes on Ring of Honor legend Jay Lethal. The show is sold out, so if you don't have tickets, you missed out. But stay tuned to the ACW socials, how you can watch it after the show. BUW running their show Masters of the Universe back at the Cadillac Army National Guard Armory in Cadillac, Michigan. MLW is back at the Cicero Stadium in Chicago, Illinois with their show Azteca Lucha with a huge card featuring many stars from Lucha Underground and all over Mexico. Super Shogun Wrestling is running their show The Ronin Rumble back at the Dragon's Den in West Branch, Michigan. AWF has their show Lightning Strikes 3 at the Zimmerman High School in Zimmerman, Minnesota. Below Zero Wrestling has their show Wrestleversary 3 at the Sanctuary Event Center in Fargo, North Dakota. Make sure you're following all these great companies at the Facebook links in the notes. Also, make sure to check out my man Clayton over at New Life Records if you're looking to find out any more about the official Midwestern Wrestling Roundup theme song. As always, I'll be at several of these shows, rocking my Hawaiian shirt, sporting my visor, guzzling some beer. Honestly, I think you all know at this point, ginger ale. So if you see me stop by for a high five, your first drink's on me, let her and let it. Plus, I know there's a lot of shows here in the Midwest wrestling scene that I may have missed. I love to put them all over, so tweet me at High Five Tom. That's the number 5, not 5 spelled out. And lastly, A friendly reminder from High Five Tom and Visionaries Gold Media to all fans, remember, all cards are subject to change. Thank you so much, High Fivers. Thank you so much, High Flyers. I'll talk to everybody next week.
This has been a Visionaries Global Media production. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.